Are rules of etiquette an outdated notion? A look at the state of public behavior in the 21st century from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately, until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Claim your sample today. 1-800-514-2757. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-514-2757. 1-800-514-2757.
It's the discovery that has American coin collectors celebrating. A hoard of gleaming U.S. gold coins was recently liberated from the vaults of a French bank after being held for nearly 100 years. And now, they're back on American soil, where they belong. The New York Mint is releasing a very limited number of these classic U.S. gold coins to the public. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call now, 1-800-941-5236. That's 1-800-941-5236. 1-800-941-5236.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 8th, the 282nd day of the year. Matt Damon celebrates a birthday, and Amy Vanderbilt's complete book of etiquette was published in 1952. Are there any accepted rules of public behavior anymore? It may seem like anything goes nowadays, but according to experts we've surveyed, some rules still apply. Basic politeness never goes out of style. Saying please, thank you, or excuse me are still social norms. It's still rude for a man to wear a hat indoors, to groom in public, or to be late for a meeting. Most people still agree it's okay for a man to hold the door for a woman and vice versa. And what about cell phones? Public nuisance number one? Most embarrassments could be avoided with one simple rule: turn off the ringer in public settings. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.